N0TR, N0TR, N4ZLK, mobile.
Good evening, Shane. N0TR, mobile. How are you tonight, Shane?
I'm sitting there at the radio. I thought I'd give you a call.
You must have Steiner's or something good for binoculars because we're just coming into Spartanburg.
But in the car, you'd have the radio on, and if you were at home and not busy outside with the chickens, which it's a little dark for that, you'd probably be down by the radio. I thought I'd just give you a call and tell you about a little experience I had this morning.
I would be, Shane, if we didn't have a microwave that shot traps. Well, go ahead and tell me about your experience. I heard Richard and you earlier, and I didn't want to interrupt, and said something about there was a medical problem.
Not what I was going to tell you about, but one of my daughters is having some issues, and she went to the emergency room Tuesday night. She's got a lot of cysts and other stuff wrapping around her ovaries. She's 27, and we're hoping to start having children soon, but she's been dealing with a bunch of different issues, and they finally found this. So they were going to do surgery today, but the surgeon wanted to wait for his colleague, who he says is better than he is at this, and he's out of town. He'll be back next week. So she's supposed to sit home and not move. Hopefully the cyst won't rupture and, you know, take it easy, and they'll have the surgery, I think, next Wednesday.
Oh, well, God bless her, Shane. I'm sorry to hear that. There was something, what did Becky have? Was it called endometriosis? Is that what that is, Shane?
My wife told me that she was told she had that. Her mom had it. And so when we first got married, we got married young. We were 20. And she said, I've been told that if I don't have kids by the age of 30, that I won't be able to. And that's what we did. We had kids early. And now I'm seeing, sure enough, that is the case, because they told her, you know, if we do this surgery, everything's good. You should probably try to have a child within the next year or so, because if you don't, you know, they can treat it with hormones, you know, the birth control, but that's not what she wants. And the other option is getting pregnant, having kids. That also helps this. So, but she won't, after 30, they said it's probably not going to happen.
Well, I can tell you that. Well, what was your experience this morning you was going to tell me?
Much lighter side. I came home this morning. Of course, I needed to go to bed, but I fixed a cup of tea and I went back and I turned the radio on. And I thought, well, I'm just going to throw out a CQ on 5 watts. That way nobody will hear me, but I'm trying, you know. So one time, and this guy came back to me. He was an N8HTN, I believe. He's in Tennessee. But we carried on a conversation for, goodness, it must have been close to an hour. And I was able to copy almost every bit of it. Occasionally I'd miss a letter, but, you know, when you're writing it down, it's easy to figure out what the word is. I had a really nice time. It was really enjoyable.
Congratulations. That's great, Shane. Well, I did too last night. I was just filling around looking at sideband, and that's the wipers going, just sprinkling a little here. We're getting ready to pull in at Lowe's over here in Spartanburg. Supposedly they got what we want. They didn't have it in Greer. But I heard some guys talking about a crimping tool that I was interested in. And, you know, sometimes there can be groups that are a little bit clanny and groups that aren't. So I was trying to let this guy out here. And I went on to break in and ask them if I'm trying to let the pedestrians through. There they go. If he could give me that information on it. And he did. And he said, oh, no, stay around. We'd love to have you in the group here. He said, the group's dying out some. And turns out one of them was in Clearwater, Florida, and one of them was in West Virginia, and I think the other one was in Virginia. Guys, I must have stayed there 30 to 45 minutes, and I don't talk on sideband that much, Shane, but it was very enjoyable, this N0TR.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I've gotten in a couple of those groups, just listening around through the last several months, and You know, they just invite you in and you just have a good time and they make you feel at home. So I've enjoyed that. But I tell you, I had to really slow myself down on the sending because I realized I can send a lot faster, and I know everybody says that, but I can send a lot faster than I can receive. So I was really concentrating to keep it slower. And he was really, I don't know if he was fairly new too. I mean, we've both been licensed since 1990. He was 15 and I was 20. So he's a little younger than me, but he either was, you know, kind of new on CW like me, or he was very, very considerate. So, but anyway, we had a good time.
I always try to slow it down, you know, QRS, they call it, and for other folks that aren't as fast. Sometimes it's hard to be fast enough to get up there and remember which buttons to push. It's real easy on the Kenwood, but I'm real old. Shoot. Well, that's wonderful. I should do more conversational stuff. That's the way to learn, is the conversational CW. When you just get on there and give a signal report, anybody can do that. But it's necessary sometimes when they're working these de-expeditions. They were talking about two de-expeditions, and one of them was Crozet Island, and didn't know it, but I went and looked it up, and I already have Crozet Island, and I guess it's way up on the wanted list. And then they was talking about a guy on Antarctica, and he's a one-man de-expedition, these guys were saying. And, well, that might have been him down there on Crozet, I don't know. But they said Beauvais Island's coming up here in March, I think, and that's going to be a real hard one to get that I don't have. But, you know, I don't care anymore. I do ham radio for fun. I love people. I love to talk. And I really enjoy meeting new folks. And these are all a great bunch of guys, Shane. Well, I better let you go. We pulled in here and getting ready to go in and spend money, of course. I'm not going to mess with that other one. I'm just going to replace it, and the kids are going to come out tomorrow and lift it up there because we can't. It's 75 pounds. Normally, I'd try to repair it, but it says the average life of a microwave is about 6 years. I believe it. It'll probably be the magnetron, and you wouldn't want to call a guy out to replace that anytime you paid the service call and all. So we'll just bite the bullet this time, Shane. Are you driving out there tonight? I don't know if you said that or not. You want to say hi, Shane?
Hi, Shane.
Oh, Bernice got a peppermint in her mouth there. But if you are, be safe, Shane, and we'll catch you down the line. In 4ZLK in 0TR 73.
Hey, Bernice, you two have a great weekend. Happy New Year. And yeah, I'm driving. I'm headed up to Spartanburg as well. Crawling, apparently. We're all just barely moving. But anyway, have a good weekend, and thanks for letting me tell my story there. I was kind of elated. I was able to carry on that conversation. I could see a lot of results, so I'm happy. N0TR, N4ZLK, 73.
Then you were wide awake and couldn't go back to sleep. Happy New Year, Shane, and congratulations. That's great. I love to hear those stories. N4ZLK, N0TR, QRT, clear.